remember I heard somebody say,
when the stars were strong,
we can have a democratic society.
What's the first song ever sung?
We can have great wealth concentrated
with skies forever blue,
concentrated in the hands of few.
They were meant for me and you.
We can't have both. I made a vow as a child to speak the truth, unless a lie was needed to relieve the noose. But the rope's been cut, yo, I'm freed as loose. Now the power lies totally in me to choose, and I pick reality. So please excuse if it conflict with the fantasies they feed the fools. If it's a game, most are guaranteed to lose. Like 4th Ave said, you better read the rules. Somebody told you Mr. P's amused. They lied to you like junk mail, telling you you're pre-approved. MICs get used like 3s and 2s and 4s, cause whenever I squeeze it ooze. Hip-hop power could breed the tools to liberate a whole nation, like Moses when he freed the Jews. But at this very moment, slavery's being used worldwide. Didn't you read the news? Who shot JFK? Oswald pulled the trigger, but we know it's much, much bigger. Whenever there's a powerful man that stands for freedom, they turn on a machine that's programmed to delete him. Who shot MLK?
They say Earl Reed pulled the trigger,
but we know it's much, much bigger. Whenever there's a powerful man that stands for freedom, they turn on a machine that's programmed. Ronald McDonald couldn't flourish globally on the scene without McDonnell Douglas, designers of the F-15. When your leaders do shiesty business far away, it's unsuspecting civilians who often pay. You know what makes these men present so well? It's a three-letter word that begins with O and ends with L. I ain't trying to be in the middle. I can't stand men who thrive on war. Not even a little. The machinery operates effortless. The relationship between big business and big government is incestuous. And when the mainstream media joins in, it becomes a three-way. Brother, sister, and cousin, fucking like it's D-Day. And that's a fucking fact, check it. Ayo, something ain't right, right? Like the CIA's track record. To protect business interests abroad, they removed a slew of democratic rulers and had dictators installed. But tell me, who shot RFK? Sirhan pulled the trigger, but we know it's much, much bigger. Whenever there's a powerful man that stands for freedom, they turn on a machine that's programmed to delete him. Who shot Malcolm now? A Muslim pulled the trigger, but we know it's much, much bigger. Whenever there's a powerful man that stands for freedom, they turn on a machine that's programmed to delete. We all know the US government's crooked and evil, and should be completely overthrown by the American people. The first revolution was a beginning, not a consummation. This generation, you know there's gotta be a sequel. Even physically, it's feasibly within us. But the tree of liberty, it needs to be replenished with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike. But it don't have to be violent. Despite what some men may say, there's a much better way. Non-cooperation with Satan. Look at all the taxes we pay. If 90 million of us didn't hand over green, that would kill the Pentagon mass murder machine. And if we held on to the moment, we could suffocate government and corporations that essentially own it. But without these $150 Nikes on my feet, my life be incomplete, won't it? Who shot JFK? Oswald pulled the trigger, but we know it's much, much bigger. Whenever there's a powerful man that stands for freedom, they turn on a machine that's programmed to delete him. Who shot MLK?
Say Earl Reed pulled the trigger.
But we know it's much, much bigger. Whenever there's a powerful man that stands for freedom, they turn on a machine that's programmed to delete him.